Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Heat 'Em Up podcast. It's your host, T. Lou, doing the most with my co-host, Nacknesia and Brassius Plum. Heavy hitters in the game, big guns. Today's topic is time management skills. Staying organized can help you maintain a clear picture on what you need to complete and when. Today's topics are goal settings, communications, planning, stress management, and delegations. I'm going to be running clips on all this stuff with professionals so you can have an insight on what time management should be. Then, after I play these two clips, we're going to get into music and then take some phone calls. Guests can call in at 563-999-3789. Let me repeat that. Once again, that's 563-999-3789. You can call in live and give us your insight on the topic. And, you know, just talk and be you and just do what you do. And, you know, we'll listen. And then after that, we'll play some more music, go to the next clip, and we'll just keep it going from there. Thank you for tuning in to the Heat 'Em Up show. Let's get it.
People who are successful both at work and at home manage their time well. One of the first steps towards successful time management is to identify how you spend your time. Try keeping a log of how you spend your day. Write down how much time you spend doing things like working, watching television, or running errands. Once you have a record of how you spend a typical day, follow these steps to learn to manage your time more effectively. First, make a list of your tasks. Then, estimate how much time you spend on each task. Eliminate unnecessary tasks from your list. In some cases, you may be able to delegate tasks to other people. Prioritize your tasks by numbering them in order of importance. If you have difficulty establishing what's most important, ask yourself what on the list is absolutely necessary to fulfill your needs. Small changes to your daily routine can also help free up more of your time. Getting up just an hour earlier can make a big difference in how your day is structured. You have more time for life's unplanned emergencies, such as car trouble, childcare issues, sickness, or miscellaneous errands. TVs, computers, and mobile devices can be a distraction when they're not being used for anything productive. Consider limiting how much time you spend using them. Keep a calendar of important professional and personal appointments and events. Whether it's a desk planner or a smartphone app, choose the type that will be easiest for you to maintain on a regular basis. Practicing effective time management will allow you to spend more time on the things that matter to you most, whether it's a hobby, time with family and friends, or even just some more time for yourself.
GCF Global, creating opportunities for a better life.
Grind hard.
We're at a critical moment. Our leaders, some of our great institutions, are failing us. Why? In some cases, it's because they're bad or unethical. But often, they've taken us to the wrong objectives. And this is unacceptable. This has to stop. How are we going to correct these wrongs? How are we going to choose the right course? It's not going to be easy. For years, I've worked with talented teams, and they've chosen the right objectives and the wrong objectives. Many have succeeded. Others of them have failed. And today, I'm going to share with you what really makes a difference. That's what's crucial, how and why they set meaningful and audacious goals, the right goals for the right reasons. Let's go back to 1975. Yep, this is me. I got a lot to learn. I'm a computer engineer. I got long hair. But I'm working under Andy Grove, who's been called the greatest manager of his or any other era. Andy was a superb leader and also a teacher. And he said to me, John, it almost doesn't matter what you know. Execution is what matters the most. And so Andy invented a system called objectives and key results. Kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? And it's all about excellent execution. So here's a classic video from the 1970s of Professor Andy Grove.
The two key phrases of the management by objective systems are the objectives and the key results. And they match the two purposes. The objective is the direction. The key result has to be measured, but at the end, you can look and without any argument say, did I do that or did I not do it? Yes, no. Simple.
That's Andy. Yes, no, simple. Objectives and key results, or OKRs, are a simple goal-setting system. And they work for organizations, they work for teams, they even work for individuals. The objectives are what you want to have accomplished. The key results are how I'm going to get that done. Objectives, key results, what and how. But here's the truth. Many of us are setting goals wrong, and most of us are not setting goals at all. A lot of organizations set objectives and meet them. They ship their sales, they introduce their new products, they make their numbers. But they lack a sense of purpose to inspire their teams. So how do you set these goals the right way? First, you must answer the question, why? Why? Because truly transformational teams combine their ambitions to their passion and to their purpose, and they develop a clear and compelling sense of why. I want to tell you a story. I work with a remarkable entrepreneur. Her name is Jeannie Kim. She runs a company called Nuna. Nuna is a healthcare data company. And when Nuna was founded, they used data to serve the health needs of lots of workers at large companies. And then 2 years into the company's life, the federal government issued a proposal to build the first ever cloud database for Medicaid. Now, you'll remember that Medicaid is that program that serves 70 million Americans, our poor, our children, and people with disabilities. Nuna, at the time, was just 15 people, and this database had to be built in 1 year, and they had a whole set of commitments that they had to honor. And frankly, they weren't going to make very much money on the project. This was a bet your company moment, and Jeannie seized it. She jumped at the opportunity. She did not flinch. Why? Well, it's a personal why. Jeannie's younger brother, Guy Mong, has autism. And when he was 7, he had his first grand mal seizure at Disneyland. He fell to the ground. He stopped breathing. Jeannie's parents are Korean immigrants. They came to the country with limited resources, speaking little English. So it was up to Jeannie to enroll her family in Medicaid. She was 9 years old. That moment defined her mission, and that mission became her company. And that company bid on, won, and delivered on that contract. Here's Jeannie to tell you why.
Medicaid saved my family from bankruptcy. and today it provides for Gimong's health and for millions of others. Nuna is my love letter to Medicaid. Every row of data is a life whose story deserves to be told with dignity.
And Jeannie's story tells us that a compelling sense of why can be the launchpad for our objectives. Remember, that's what we want to have accomplished. And objectives are significant, they're action-oriented, they are inspiring, and they're a kind of vaccine against fuzzy thinking. You'd think a rock star would be an unlikely user of objectives and key results. But for years, Bono has used OKRs to wage a global war against poverty and disease. And his one organization has focused on two really gorgeous, audacious objectives. The first is debt relief for the poorest countries in the world. The next is universal access to anti-HIV drugs. Now, why are these good objectives? Let's go back to our checklist. Significant? Check. Concrete? Yes. Action-oriented? Yes. Inspirational? Well, let's just listen to Bono.
So you're passionate? How passionate? What actions does your passion lead you to do? If the heart doesn't find a perfect rhyme with the head, then your passion means nothing. The OKR framework cultivates the madness, the chemistry contained inside it. It gives us an environment for risk, for trust, where failing is not a fireable offense. And when you have that sort of structure and environment, and the right people, magic is round the corner.
I love that. OKRs cultivate the madness, and magic is right around the corner. This is perfect. So, with Jeannie, we've covered the whys. With Bono, the whats of goal setting. Let's turn our attention to the hows. Remember, the hows are the key results. That's how we meet our objectives. And good results are specific and time-bound. They're aggressive but realistic. They're measurable and they're verifiable. Those are good key results. In 1999, I introduced OKRs to Google's co-founders, Larry and Sergey. Here they are, 24 years old, in their garage. And Sergey enthusiastically said he'd adopt them. Well, not quite. What he really said was, we don't have any other way to manage this company, so we'll give it a go. And I took that as a kind of endorsement. But every quarter since then, every Googler has written down her objectives and her key results. They've graded them, and they've published them for everyone to see. And these are not used for bonuses or for promotions. They're set aside. They're used for a higher purpose, and that's to get collective commitment to truly stretch goals. In 2008, a Googler, Sundar Pichai, took on an objective, which was to build the next generation client platform for the future of web applications. In other words, build the best browser. He was very thoughtful about how he chose his key results. How do you measure the best browser? It could be ad clicks or engagement or rep. No. He said, numbers of users, because users are going to decide if Chrome is a great browser or not. So he had this 1 3-year-long objective, build the best browser. And then every year, he stuck to the same key results, numbers of users. But he upped the ante. In the first year, his goal was 20 million users, and he missed it. Got less than 10. Second year, he raised the bar to 50 million. He got to 37 million users, somewhat better. In the third year, he upped the ante once more to 100 million. He launched an aggressive marketing campaign, broader distribution, improved the technology, and kaboom, he got 111 million users. Here's why I like this story. Not so much for the happy ending, but it shows someone carefully choosing the right objective and then sticking to it year after year after year. It's a perfect story for a nerd like me. Now, I think of OKRs as transparent vessels that are made from the whats and hows of our ambitions. What really matters is the why that we pour into those vessels. That's why we do our work. OKRs are not a silver bullet. They're not going to be a substitute for a strong culture or for stronger leadership. But when those fundamentals are in place, they can take you to the mountaintop. I want you to think about your life for a moment. Do you have the right metrics? Take time to write down your values, your objectives, and your key results. Do it today. If you'd like some feedback on them, you can send them to me. I'm john@whatmatters.com. If we think of the world-changing goals of an Intel, of a Nuna, of Bono, of Google, they're remarkable. Ubiquitous computing, affordable healthcare, high quality for everyone, ending global poverty, access to all the world's information. Here's the deal. Every one of those goals is powered today by OKRs. Now, I've been called the Johnny Appleseed of OKRs for spreading the good gospel, according to Andy Grove. But I want you to join me in this movement. Let's fight for what it is that really matters, because we can take OKRs beyond our businesses. We can take them to our families, to our schools, even to our governments. We can hold those governments accountable. We can transform those informations. We can get back on the right track. If we can and do measure what really matters. Thank you.
I pull up like, how you pull up, baby? How you pull up? How you pull up? I pull up.
Step in the kitchen.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. You better let me go the day you need me. Fuck me on that nigga, get the bus. And if I ain't enough, go get the chop. It's safe to say I earned it, ain't a nigga gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a nigga, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you late, don't make me push the butt. Full of pain, dropped enough tears to fill up a fucking bucket.
Going for buckets, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum, I hold a honey. Going for nothing, I'm ready to air it out on all these niggas. I can see I'm running. She talked to my mom, she hit me on FaceTime. Check up on me and my brother. I'm really the baby, she know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money.
Okay, let's go.
She know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. She know what I do, she know if I run from a nigga, I'ma pull it out, shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up a cold sweat like I got the flu. My daughter is G. She saw me kill a nigga in front of her before the age of two. And I'd kill another nigga too. Why let another nigga do something to you? As long as you know that, don't let nobody tell you different, daddy love you.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me.
Keep a Glockin' when I ran in the Suburban. Cause the codeine had a young nigga swerving. I got the mop, watch me watch him like detergent. And I'm ballin', that's why it's diamonds on my jersey. Slide on outside and flip the block back, yeah, yeah. My junior popped him and left him lopsided, yeah, yeah. We spin his block, got the rebound in his ramen. Yeah, for me one time, you can't cross me again. 1200 horsepower, I get lost in the wind. If he talking on it, y'all depend, all the take his chin. Made back SUV for my refugee. 5 blocks in the hood, put money in the street. I was solo and the ops caught me at the gas station. Had it on me 30,000, thought it was my last day. But they ain't even want no smoke. If I had to choose it, murder would she roll.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me.
Oh, I did some wrong, but I'm always right. And I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'm gonna tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night. Look, if I call you babe, you babe for the day, or babe for the night. You not my wife, she wanna kill her. So fuck all night, I wanna fuck on a thigh. Give me head on nine. AP, big rocks. In the hood with the realest. 5K on the dinner. Bring 300 down to the dealer. I did some wrong, but I'm always right. Said I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'm tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
I'm rich, but I'm riding. I'm low on this attic. I'm about to fly out and go get me some. Nothing ain't sweet. All this money on me. 100 rats in the bag. That's 100 bun. Baby OG, I've been running these streets. Got a game full of shine on my mama's son. Learned about the triple cross when I was young. And I know I ain't going, so I keep a gun. I flew to Paris just to buy some Dior. She begging for attention. I don't see her. CIP pop. I wish that you can see us. Million cash plus whenever I go real. I got some niggas in the street won't beat me. I got the industry trying to beat me. I just go Ray Charles. They can't see me. I'm in a Rolls Royce with a real.
Wrong, but I'm always right. So I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
Yeah, like a thief in the night. I pull up, give a deep for the night. Tryna fuck in the BSI. We can't fuck up my seats cause they white. I'm living like Thriller, I only come out at the nighttime. She don't fuck with liquor, don't like being tipsy. She don't do the Henny, just white wine. Pop the cork on some new Pinot Grigio. I pull up in the Porsche with a freaky hoe. Park the Porsche and pull up in the Lambo. I hop out, Major Payne, rockin' camo. Then she cute, make a fuck, let a man go. Like you shoot, light you up, bitch, I'm Rambo. Cuban link full of rocks, it's a choke. Rest in peace to the pop, make me smoke you.
I did some wrong, but I'm always right. So I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
I know exactly what it is.
It's amazing.
Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome to the Heat 'Em Up podcast. I'm your host, T. Lou.
Fire. Fire.
Heat 'Em Up. Yeah, I'm waiting for them callers, you know, for that topic, time management. That's very important. I'm about to get into a little something while I'm waiting for some phone calls. Statistics say 80% of employees do not want to work on Monday. By Friday, the rate only drops to 60%. The average person uses 13 different methods to control and manage their time. The average person gets one interruption every 8 minutes. Are 7 an hour. That's 50 to 60 per day. Wow. Well, that's something else. While I'm waiting for phone calls, I'm going to get into communications and stuff like that. So we're going to get right into it.
Hold up.
Yeah, that's what's up. So we do this, man.
Freenidose presents 12 ways to improve communication skills instantly. Effective communication is one of the most important life skills that a person can have. Whether you want to have better conversations in your personal and social life, or get your ideas across better at work, there are some key things you can do to help improve your communication skills. After having watched this video and the 12 points we outline, you should become a better communicator instantly. Number 1, show respect and appreciation. Appreciation and respect can go a long way. People will be more open to communicating with you if you convey respect for them and their ideas. Even simple actions like using a person's name will make them feel appreciated. It's also important to be respectful and considerate of other people's time. Number two, listen actively. People want to know that they are being heard. Instead of just focusing on formulating a response, really listen to what the other person is saying. The person speaking to you should be the most important thing at that moment. Also, when you're talking to someone on the phone, do not respond to an email or send a text at the same time. The person will know that they don't have your undivided attention. Number three, ask questions and paraphrase. Asking questions will not only help you understand what the other person is saying, but it also indicates that you're actually interested in what they're saying. This opens up the conversation and signals that you want to see them, hear them, and understand them. And if you want to show that you really understand, then paraphrasing is a great tool. All you need to do is repeat back to someone what they just said before you comment yourself. Number four, make eye contact. It's important that you connect with the person you are talking to, and eye contact is essential when having a meaningful conversation. Looking at the floor or out the window signifies you don't care, are bored, or aren't really listening to them. By looking the other person in the eye, you are proving that you're interested in what they're saying. This also keeps you focused and less distracted. Number five, pay attention to body language. Your nonverbal and non-written cues often reveal more than you think. Remember that you're constantly communicating, even when you're not saying a word. So make sure that you have open body language when interacting with others. Face your conversational partner, pay close attention to your gestures, and don't cross your arms. Number six, get rid of conversation fillers. And this little to improve your speech or conversations. Cut them out to be more persuasive and to feel and appear more confident. One way is to start keeping track of when you say words like or like. You could also try simply relaxing and pausing before you speak. Trust me, those silences seem more awkward to you than they do to others. Number seven, be brief but specific. For written and verbal communication, practice being brief, yet specific enough that you provide enough information for the other person to understand what you're trying to say. And if you're responding to an email, make sure that you read the entire email before crafting your response. With enough practice, you will learn not to ramble or give away too much information. Having said that, you should take the time to edit your messages. If you send a sloppy, confusing email, the recipient will think you don't care enough to think through your communication with them. Number eight, put away devices. Somehow, most people just don't get this one, but it's quite rude to have your head buried in your phone while someone's talking to you. So put down your devices and look at the person who is speaking to you. Don't answer calls, check texts, or notice vibrations. Let it all pass. Stay focused on what the other person is telling you. Your body language, words, and emotional tone will let them know that you're really taking in what they're sharing. Number nine, validate others' thoughts and feelings. When someone feels a certain way, they feel that way for a reason. And even if you wouldn't react the same way, it's important to acknowledge the emotions they're experiencing. You don't have to agree with the other person to validate them. You can make them feel important by simply letting them know that you hear what they're saying and accept their perspective. Number 10, never talk over people. By talking over someone, what you're basically saying is, I don't care what you're saying. What I have to say is more important. And this demonstrates a real lack of respect. On the same note, refrain from finishing people's sentences for them. By doing this, you are disempowering the other person, because you're taking control of the conversation. So bite your tongue. Number 11, watch your tone. While it's sometimes necessary to be assertive in order to make your point, don't be aggressive. There's a fine line between the two. Try not to cross it. A combative tone is not in any way productive. Be confident and direct while maintaining a calm, cooperative tone. Number 12, smile and have a positive attitude. When you smile often and exude a positive attitude, people will respond positively to you. Even when you're talking on the phone, smile, because your positive attitude will shine through and the other person will know it. You see, the more you pay attention to how you express yourself to others, the better you'll get at communicating effectively. So give it a try. Apply these tips in your day-to-day interactions, and you will improve your communication skills instantly. What are your greatest challenges when it comes to communication? And how does social behavior differ between your online and offline interactions?
Let's get to the real thing. I am your host, T. Louie.
And you rocking with your co-host, Rasis Plum, on the Heat 'Em Up Show, baby. Let's get it.
Now that's fire!
There are two questions that you can ask on a regular basis to keep yourself focused on getting your most important tasks completed on schedule. The first question is, what are my highest value activities? Put another way, what are the most important tasks you have to complete to make the greatest contribution to your organization or to your family or to your life in general? This is one of the most important questions you can ask and answer. What are your highest value activities? First, think this through for yourself, then ask your boss, ask your coworkers and subordinates, ask your friends and family. Like focusing the lens of a camera, you must be crystal clear about your highest value activities before you begin work. The second question you can ask continually is, what can I, and only I, do that if done well, will make a real difference? This is a great question that comes from Peter Drucker, the management guru. It's one of the best of all questions for achieving personal effectiveness. What can you and only you do that if done well can make a real difference? Now, this is something that only you can do. If you don't do it, it won't be done by someone else. But if you do it, and you do it well, it can really make a difference to your life and your career. What is your answer to this question? Every hour of every day, you can ask yourself this question and there will be a specific answer. Your job is to be clear about the answer and then to start and work on this task before anything else. Thank you for viewing this video on the two key questions you must ask yourself to achieve maximum effectiveness.
All right, y'all, we're going to get back into some music and then jump back on the phone lines, maybe talk to Nacknesi or Brassius Plum, see what they think about this topic, and let's get right into it.
Red and gold, put that shit right on my chest. I don't think she got me in love, I'm just obsessed. I believe you, but there's some things we should address. I don't even know why you stayed, you should have left. I don't even know why you stayed, you should have left. From here, you should have ran away, you could have left. What was your plan from here? Where do we stand from here? Are you staying here in such a mess? I don't even love you these days, I put my heart in the cage. I put my love up in flames, there's nothing left. Making the grass, I gotta stay with my past. I gotta make this shit last, it never ends. I'm digging a grave when my feelings to rest. I resent my past, it's a whole lot of mess. I'll burn down whatever we built just for the best. You never said your love was a gun, I need a vest. I'm digging a grave when my feelings to rest. I resent my past, it's a whole lot of mess. I'll burn down whatever we built just for the best. You never said your love was a gun, I need a vest. I'm looking for a bitch, you said to tell you what.
Welcome to the Heat 'Em Up Show. I'm your host, T. Lou. Ask yourself this. How do you prioritize tasks? How do you limit distractions? That's something that, you know what I'm saying, everybody needs to work on. So think about that, and I'm about to go to the second clip.
Hi. In this video, you will learn about four ways to cope with stress that would otherwise prevent you from accomplishing a lot. You usually feel stressed when the goals you have to achieve outgrow the resources present at your disposal, such as a project time frame and your current level of motivation. However, the state of being stressed consumes from your mind's capacity, hence leaving you with little room for productivity. So here are four effective tips to help you cope with stress. Stop multitasking. A theory in psychology called the Zeigarnik effect states that your brain tends to remember incomplete tasks more than the complete ones. Accordingly, when you multitask, your mind will keep hammering you with the other incomplete tasks you are performing at the same time. So focus on just one task, and when done, start the other. Exercise. Doubtlessly, this tip perfectly works for anything, especially for stress management. You would be surprised if you knew how exercise works in each and every way to help your body systems work harmoniously and supply you with a dose of endorphins to make you more immune to stress afterwards. No matter how stuffed your work schedule is, find a way to squeeze exercise in. Think positively. Ever heard about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming? It is a communication model that trains your mind to think in the most productive manner. For example, if you have a lot of work to do, you would perceive this as an exciting opportunity to challenge yourself and improve your time management skills. Drop perfectionism. Especially if you're of type A personality, it's easy to fall into the trap of perfectionism. While perfect doesn't exist, you will constantly feel stressed upon working relentlessly, but rarely feeling satisfied about the outcome. You'd argue that perfectionism brings out the best in you, but try being a high achiever instead. It's a healthier version of success. You can't avoid stress when running a business or handling a job, so it is time to consider dealing with it. With these techniques in mind, you will soon find yourself functioning productively, even under stressful situations. Soon you will impress yourself and become everybody's preferred work partner.
As a corporate trainer, I work with lots of leaders who are overwhelmed with work. They never seem to have enough time, and they always seem to have too much on their plate. But interestingly enough, when I ask them if they could delegate certain tasks, I usually get a litany of excuses. Like, if I give it to her, I won't be able to sleep at night. Oh, it's easier if I just do it myself. It'll take me longer to explain it than it will to just do it. I couldn't delegate that. I've always attended these meetings myself. They probably want me there. I hate to admit it, but I've been one of those leaders as well. A few years back, I had a light bulb moment that showed me the dangers of not delegating and the negative impact it can have, not just on the leader, but the entire team. This was my light bulb moment experience. I was driving home on a particularly hot and humid day. Traffic was horrible, and on the commute home, I started thinking about how this abrupt change in seasons meant that I now need to somehow carve out time in my schedule to shop for new clothes for my two kids, Ariana and Austin. But I'd also need to make time to clean out their closets, to pack up bags of clothes to donate to charity, to return the clothes they refused to wear throughout the year that still had tags on them, yada, yada, yada. It felt overwhelming. When I got home, I started venting to my poor husband while unloading the dishwasher. As he sat there listening to me complain about everything on my plate, all of a sudden, he interjected with a comment that shocked and terrified me at the same time. Out of nowhere, he said, "Well, I can just start buying the kids' clothes from now on." My brain went, "Ugh!" Now, let me explain. I love my husband dearly, but he is one of the cheapest people on the planet with the fashion sense of, well, let's just say he has many other gifts. These visions of my kids in completely crazy, ill-fitting outfits started racing through my head. And before I could think about what I was saying, I just blurted out 7 of the most dangerous words you can say to someone you love. "I don't trust you to do that." Immediately, I could see his face drop and I could feel his disappointment. The reality is that he was just trying to help, and my blatant rejection only made the situation worse. Similarly, as leaders in the workplace, when we hog the work and we don't embrace or seek out opportunities for others to take things off our plate, everyone loses. We lose the opportunity to gain back some precious time. They are robbed of the opportunity to enhance and broaden their skills. And the rest of the team senses that their leader is distrustful of them. Communicating distrust is the last thing a leader would want to do. So why do we do it? In a word, fear. There's fear that they'll fail, fear that they'll make us look bad, fear that they won't complete the task like we would. And of course, our way is the right way. The solution lies in exploring these fears and learning tips for delegating the right way.
Yes, I hope everybody's enjoying the show, the Heat 'Em Up show, with my co-hosts, Nat Neasy and Brassius Plum. I'm going to play some music. Thank you.
Big Sight. New. Hank.
Yeah.
Roll up in the club, yeah, right. And shit.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the front, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them towers going. Well, all you still down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let the devil suck for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas. How we ride, hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, fuck with me and get boss later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I 500 bands, fucking flashy brains. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope thing. It seems my main thing was to be major. Pay the game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches. Bitches bring lies. One nigga getting jealous. Motherfuckers die, depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but they won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like every time they pass. All eyes on me, live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me, live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Ain't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day. Time's moving fast. My girl said I need. black mini pack of tech. Devoted to serving this my wedding paycheck. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'm forever ballin'. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker duckin', get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus, it's in all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Buster Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Until the day I die, say the life of the boss play.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Say the life of the club, nigga. Until the day I die, say the life of the boss play.
All eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive? Will I die? Come on, let's pitch to the possibility. Giving me charges, lawyers making a grip. I told the judge I was way wrong. And that's why I blame shit. Was cypher as a kid, as a teenager. On my mobile calling big shot. On a team major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches. I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw. Catch a case at a fast lane, falling in the fast lane. Hustle till the morning, never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit. I put the top down, now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the strap. The criminal lifestyle, equipped with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real. Kick it, all eyes on me.
Live the life of the thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of the boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Live the life of the thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of the boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Pay attention,
yes, yes, y'all.
See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Be like, ding.
Die like a thug, nigga. Till the day I die. Till the life of the cause even getting high.
Every motherfucker. I got busted souls and police watching, nigga. You know?
Till my life of the thug, nigga. Till the day I die. Till my life of the false play.
All eyes on me. Like what they think, I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. Ain't really on that dope.
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me. Go.
Till the day I die.
I know y'all know this is a thug life. Baby. I got me on the ballot.
All eyes on me.
But I'm known.
Yeah. What up? Brassius Plum in the house. What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing just chilling, man. What's going on with everybody, man? I heard you playing that pop, you know what I'm saying? One of my mentors. You do the music game, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, much salute to you know, the fallen soldiers and whatnot. So, how's everybody doing tonight?
Everybody seems to be doing good. Yeah, I've been talking about time management and stuff like that, you know, and been running some clips and stuff and trying to educate people to better their life, you know.
Oh, time management. And that's something you have to stay focused on. And that's hard. And it's hard. When I say time management, that's a good subject because right now, I really have to manage my time, but in a good way, you know what I mean? Because if you go on and people that are successful, you know, too bad it hit me a little late on because I you know, I was just, I like women and I focused too much on that in my, that's back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But at the same, if I could have started earlier to focus on my time management and getting myself really situated at the time, you know what I'm saying? And I think I'd be earlier in my life successful. But at the same time, as long as I got breath to breathe, so I still have another chance to change my life. But at the same time, time management, if you really want to focus on your goals and your craft, you have to separate things. Like, you might have to work, but always make that time to do something that you love, that maybe one day you can make money off something that you created. Because everybody has a gift, you know, somewhere,
wow,
somehow. You see what I'm saying? And you got to learn how to utilize it, and sometimes it's going to take your time to be able to critique your craft. Anything that you like to do, yeah, okay, yeah, you might have to, yeah, you can critique to being at a job and you knowing your job, but that's on somebody else's time. You see what I'm saying? If you like music, make sure when you do get off of work, that whether it's going to school or anything that you want to do, I'd like to say, hey, this is mine. This is what God gave me the gift to give out to the world. You see what I'm saying? So I think that is a lot of time is having time management and creating that time for yourself. But anyway,
wow,
the heat of my show, baby.
Yeah, that's what's up. I don't know if you had heard some statistics. Let me run them by you and see what you think
uh-huh.
about it.
Okay.
Statistics says 80% of employees do not want to work on Monday. By Friday, the rate only drops to 60%. The average person uses 13 different methods to control and manage their time. The mm-hmm. average person, one interruption every 8 minutes or 7 an hour. That's 50 to 60 per day. Wow. So what you think about that, man?
I mean, I have to really digest that, what you just said.
There's a lot of people really don't really want to work on Monday, and interruptions always happen.
No,
yeah, that just it's just a trip, man. But go ahead, yeah. You have the floor.
See, me personally, Mondays, I don't mind working on Monday, because Mondays is one of the days that goes fast for me. That's just for me. But yes, after it just depends on how you party that weekend to be able to get up.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you do,
yeah.
Your Monday can even go either way. It can go like, man, I don't want to be here, or okay, I gotta do what I gotta do to get this money. So, I mean, whether you don't want to get up or not, but just, I mean, time. You know, if you're always going to be on the clock somewhere if you're working for somebody. But
uh-huh.
if you're working for yourself, you know, that might be down the line, but you can work towards it. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to get up. I mean, sometimes, and don't get me wrong, being an entrepreneur is even harder because you got to work even double, you know, triple times to make a living. You see what I'm saying? But it will all pay off in the end. You just could stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that's what you want to do, and that's what your drive.
How do you prioritize tasks?
Man, sometimes, man, prioritizing cash is like this. I'm gonna say it like this, because sometimes your money is gone before it even hits your account. You see what I'm saying? It might be insurance, and how you prioritize, it depends on what you're indulging in. You see what I'm saying? It might be a little smoke, drink, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But if you just budget and say, hey, I'm gonna put this to this, to my craft or what I'm working on, make sure that's up and going. You set that budget, and you set your prioritizing means setting yourself and disciplining yourself to say, hey, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to save this. I'm going to put this on this. I'm going to put that on that. So myself, personally, I think that's prioritizing your money.
Do you write them down so you won't forget?
I know what I gotta do already, cause it's already. If I want to keep the car I want to drive, I know I'm about to pay that note, and I know if I gotta pay insurance, I know I have to put money for that. You see what I'm saying? If I gotta put gas or change my oil, I know one day every day you have to put gas in there, but I'm not every day, but you know you gonna have to set your prioritize that. You see what I'm saying? To keep you. Having to be able to stay on your payments on driving that car, that vehicle, and keeping insurance, license, and registration, and inspection stickers, especially in Texas, especially inspection stickers in Texas. But, and then you got to pay rent, you got to have food, you see what I'm saying? That's prioritizing right there, all automatic. And the rest of the money, I mean, whatever you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, it's what your finances is and what you're willing to sacrifice sometimes. So,
wow. So here's another one. How do you limit distractions?
Sometimes you can't avoid it, but you know, and I mean, sometimes you can avoid it, but sometimes it sits right there in your face at all times. It's just focusing on what needs to be done and whether distractions or not. It's always going to be stumbling blocks all through life until your day you die. You hear what I'm saying? So it's just how you move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, But if you let be a distraction, it's always going to be a distraction. But if you move it out the way, it won't be.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's cool then. So how do you manage deadlines? So if you have a deadline to meet, how do you manage that?
And how you gonna manage that is preparing for it. You gotta always prepare. If you know you got a deadline, you better prepare ahead of time. So that's the only, no ifs, ands, buts about it across that. You can always try to strategize or say what you gonna say, but you know, if you had that deadline, and because Time is money sometimes, you know, when it comes to have to meet a deadline. That could cost you where you lay your head. If you don't come up, they might give you a couple, but they're going to tack on late fees.
Yeah. Well, you know, this brother is heating up, you know.
Fire.
Heat him up. Hey, check this out. We're going to get into some music and maybe get into a couple of more questions with the homie CJ and Hakeem. Yeah. Here we go.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up by the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young, been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Trying to put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Where's Larkin on? Ain't show no mercy on her. We was going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us. Let my tent to V12. Double check the detail. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail. Once again, I prevail. Knew that was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build. See me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. Had my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had a prayer to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up by the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young, been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Trying to put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me. Under no condition would you ever catch me slipping. Motorcade shooters plus the Maybach chauffeur driven. They catch me with it, send me off to prison. Judge ain't sympathizing. Court don't show forgiveness. Engine in the Lambo drowning out the music. The Dior with the flowers, five gold Cubans. Champagne while I shop, hope I splurge foolish. Closing escrow twice this month, both commercial units. Damn, I wish my nigga Fast was here. How you died 30 something after banging all them years? Grammy nominated, in the sight of shedding tears. All this money, power, fame, and I can't make it reappear. But I'll wipe them though. We just embrace the only life we know. If it was me, I'd tell you to lay your life and grow. I tell you, finish what we started, reach them heights, you know. Gas the V12 to the pipe and smoke. I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out to kill him. When you get it straight up by the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young, been focused on my check. Mm-hmm. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Mm-hmm. Trying to put the water on my potato. Mm-hmm. I got killers to the left of me. Mm-hmm. Another $1 million bail, that's just a regular. See my granny on the jet, I'll never forget. Next day we flew to Vegas with my boomer connect. Break bread, we ain't new to success. Play music at best. Enterprise, take lucrative steps. Cold game, but I knew it was chess. After you been set, learn the game, you a student at best. But it's a couple bags you can expect. Left, it's like money, no money. Shooters respect. Other shooters, we was both. Don't want my crew on your neck. I'm on the freeway and the drop, it got me losing my breath. Do the dash with the blues on the deck.
Yes, welcome to the Heat 'Em Up Show. I got a couple of brothers that want to get some stuff off their chest.
That morning, dude.
You need to get that real game,
that moisture. Like,
nigga, I got game from the real motherfuckers, cuz. It ain't no fucking, ain't no funking.
Uh-huh.
You hear me? Because I can fucking that guy, and I can be a fake. But I'm a snake that eat the snake, nigga.
Yeah, I'm about to fuck with it. I'm going to see, what he do.
Shit, okay.
It's free. It's you can reach to the masses.
Yeah.
You got the ability to reach out to the masses.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. Why not, man?
Why can't you?
See what happened.
Why can't you?
See what come back to you. Shit,
it's good.
Yeah, see what come back your way.
Because if it was bad, nigga, I won't be here right now. Nah. Everything I put in hand, nigga, it was good. If it was bad, nigga, I won't be here right now. Nigga, everything I put across the board was straight.
All right, so it's going to come back good. It's going to bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Bring
if
it back.
If you make a power move, nigga, that shit got to be come back straight.
You say, nurture that seed. You fucking feed that seed. It's gonna grow. You gonna get something.
I got tiger stripes.
You gonna
nigga.
Get something.
I got tiger stripes, nigga.
That tree gonna yield some kind of fruit.
I'm gonna land with
the first couple times. It might not be as much as you.
I might be up there for
it's gonna yield.
I might be up there with the tree, nigga, for motherfucking 30 days, nigga. That if tree. That motherfucking wind come by and fall, nigga, I'm landing with the tree, nigga.
That fruit it's gonna bear something.
Okay.
I'm telling you. It's gonna have some fruit. Yeah, it's gonna have some fruit on it. And the more you nurture that motherfucker, the more you nurture it.
Yeah, I'm just soaking game, man.
The more you nurture that motherfucker, the more fruit you gonna get from it. The more fruit it's gonna bear.
You can nurture that motherfucker until that motherfucker fall down. You still don't got no fruit.
Well, you ain't doing it right then. You ain't putting the right nurture in. You ain't doing it right.
Yeah, you did
nigga don't got the right little.
You did.
Ingredients. He didn't have the right ingredients.
You did.
You got some of that miracle grow and that shit, nigga.
You gotta have that. You got it, man.
Okay, but you did everything that you did to make it do, and it still didn't bounce.
Well, you gotta start from scratch then.
That's what it is.
You gotta start from scratch.
You gotta scratch it and restart it.
That whole process wasn't right.
Yeah.
You gotta start over.
You right. But you still got the baby. When that motherfucker fall, yeah, that nigga had other motherfuckers coming right behind you.
Exactly. You got to try something different. With them babies. You got to start them babies over different. you got to teach them something different.
My analysis on this is that time management is crucial when you're spending time on these tasks. Make sure that you prioritizing
your task when you need to put into these specific projects that you're doing. Nurture them.
Yeah, this is the Heat 'Em Up podcast. I'm your host, T. Lou. Let's keep going.
They drop them off or you can go and get a gravy deal. That's right. They drop them off or you can go and get a gravy dip. If it's doggy dog, you could probably get 80 still. We in the field, push it through like the Navy SEALs. I know some hustlers out here getting it like the 80 still. The Tampa plug wanna sign me to a Brady deal. I'm trying to stack a few milli, no paper trails. All underwear scratch, no paper tape. And I ain't wearing my Skrill, I need my paper straight. Black mob shit, hunting in a cockpit. Street money coming, barky out the projects. Flying objects parked all on the side streets. He say meet him at churches, that mean a nine piece. They get here by the boatloads. That's right. Yes, yep. We get here by the truckloads. That's right. Come on. They get here by the boatloads. That's right. Then what? We get here by the truckloads. They ain't happy, that's them niggas, it's from Haiti still. Mad at me, cause they copping four and a baby still. I'm independent, looking like I did a label deal. You can see the Spanish writing on the label still. We used to hit the cable, man, to get a cable deal. Now we rub our hands together, waiting on the 18 wheeler. Getting to the money like we ain't got patience, nigga. COVID-19, no gloves, counting papers, thriller. Profit, hunted up in the rocket. Big fire start jumping when I pop it. Street profit, all the grit is copping. Pop the fact in they deck and start rocking. Nah, they get it by the boatloads. That's right. Yes, yep. We get it by the truckloads. That's right. Come on. They get it by the
Yes, I hope everybody's enjoying the show, the Heat 'Em Up show, with my co-hosts Nack Neezy and Brassius Plum. We're about to come to the end. I'm going to play some music, and then I'm going to give my final thoughts and then go out to the outro. Thank you.
Big sight.
Yeah. Got some good for the figure. And in a minute, my father said he gon' come out with the liquor. I'm glad to get so tore up on and I probably damage my liquor. Got some good for the swoosh out. And in a minute, my father said he gon' come out with the liquor.
I think it's not a season for that right now.
I'm glad to get so tore up on and I probably damage my liquor.
Break it up, roll it up, light it up, hit it. You didn't hurt this before, so don't be acting all sensitive and whispering. Pointing your fingers, cause I indulge. Matthew 7 and say that you shouldn't judge. Now they wanna be heavy because I said it. Shouts to John the Baptist, I see you up there in heaven. In 7-Eleven, I'm going to just because they take the swishers from the box and it's real soft when squashed. Meaning fresh. I confess out loud that I love it. My girl just inhaled the cloud. Give me a kiss. just charge. The smoke just barged past my lungs, right there on my chest. This here is making me sweat. This here feeling is yes. This year I'm smoking the best. My cheer like a brunette for the team there that she reps. For the green, I do that. This dream here won't end. I go to sleep, then wake up, then do it over again. Sitting there with my friends, we having fun and drinking. Go up the gym next week, do it again. Break it up, roll it up, light it up, hit it. You done heard this before, so don't be acting all sensitive.
Just got some good for the swisher.
And in a minute, my partner say he gon' come by with the liquor. I'm about to get so tore up on it, I'll probably damage my liver.
Just got some good for the swisher.
And in a minute, my partner say he gon' come by with the liquor. I'm about to get so tore up on it, I'll probably damage my liver.
And now for my final thought. Time management can be critical, especially when you have a deadline to meet. Always stay punctual. Keep your head up high of everything you do in life. Make sure your time management is your priority for your success. And that's my final thought.
Heat 'em, heat 'em, heat 'em, heat 'em up, heat 'em, heat 'em, heat 'em, heat 'em up, heat 'em, heat 'em, heat 'em, we heat 'em up. Yeah. Yeah, bring the fire. It brings the fire. It brings the fire.